You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guest is Taliana Ritchie Miller. She's the lead educator at the Whiskeytown Environmental School, and she received the 2025 Environmental Educator Instructor of the Year Award for Northern California. Welcome, Taliana.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me this morning.
Okay. And now, is it Taliana or Taliana?
Taliana.
Taliana. Okay, I appreciate that. And the person who nominated Taliana for the award is Nate Fairchild. He's the science director at the Shasta County Office of Education. Welcome, Nate.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Well, Taliana, tell me about the award and what it means to you.
So the award is for the California Association for Environmental and Outdoor Education. They have a yearly award that goes to instructors in the California area, and I just so happened to be lucky enough to have an amazing director who's believed in me and nominated me for this award. So beyond winning the award, it means a lot to be supported by my community as well as be part of such an amazing community.
Okay, so let's talk to the amazing director. Nate, why did you nominate Taliana for this award?
Taliana is an amazing human being as well as an amazing educator. It was easy to see her potential at the beginning and her abilities at the end. She shines like a bright star, which is ironic because she also works in Schrader Planetarium. But that is the kind of person that she is, and it was an obvious nomination. It's one I couldn't turn away from. It. I couldn't look away. It was clear. I had to nominate Taliana Ritchie Miller for this award.
So, Taliana, tell me about your work.
So, I started working out at Whiskeytown Environmental School, which is where I'm now the lead educator, I started volunteering there in 2014 when I graduated eighth grade. I was 14, and my best friend convinced me to go out there and spend my summer out there. And I like to say I was always kind of hooked after then. I have never really strayed too far from environmental education. I started working up in Eugene, Oregon at Mount Pisgah Arboretum and doing nature guiding there. And then after that, we moved back down to the Redding area. And in 2021, Whiskeytown Environmental School was restarting programs on campus after the devastating car fire of 2018 came through and kind of wreaked havoc all over our site. And I was lucky enough to be part of the team to kind of reestablish programs back on campus after the fire. And since then, it's kind of just taken off. And we have now an amazing team. We offer many more programs than we did years ago. And it's just easy work to do because it's so fun and enjoyable for me.
What's the age range of the students you work with?
So we actually, like I said, have offered more programs than we did before. We just expanded to TK. So we go from pre-kindergarten all of the way up to middle school, eighth grade we have out there.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Redding, California.
And how many siblings? Tell me about your family life.
I don't have any siblings. My dad died when I was relatively young, so it's been just me and my mom for most of my life. And she's been an amazing support in helping me get out to West when I was volunteering and pushing me to do nature guiding in the Arboretum when I was a teenager. So I've been lucky enough to have such an amazing team supporting and believing in me, and maybe even more than I believed in myself at some times, that makes me realize, oh, I am actually so capable of this. And so I think that's kind of what I'm feeling with this award as well.
Sounds like you have an amazing community around you. When did you first get inspired to become an environmental educator?
So Whiskeytown was actually my first field trip ever in kindergarten, and then I returned in sixth grade. They have what is called a residential overnight science school. We aren't currently doing that program due to the car fire damaging a lot of our campus, but I was lucky enough to stay there for a week, do the Ross program, have food in the cafeteria, sleep in the cabins. And after that was kind of something like, okay, I'm going to come back as a high schooler. I'm going to be a counselor for a cabin, just like I had a counselor for my cabin. This seems like a good time. Between When I attended as a student and when I came back as a counselor is when I started volunteering for the summer program. And then within about 3 years of initially volunteering, I started leading my own hikes out at the Arboretum in Eugene. And after that, I was kind of like, okay, this is my comfortable place. This is what I like to do.
You're reminding me of that African proverb, it takes a village.
We recently have an amazing staff that we get to work with, and that's part of why I like doing it, is because the culture and community of people out there. One of our staff members said it beautifully, that people who are in this field want to do it, and they have such a passion behind it. And so being surrounded with people that have such a shared passion and know that their work's important and believe in it is so fulfilling.
My guests are Taliana Ritchie Miller, recipient of the 2025 Environmental Education Instructor of the Year Award for Northern California, and her supervisor who nominated her, Nate Fairchild. He's the science director at the Shasta County Office of Education. Nate, tell me about your position and the work you do.
Sure, happy to. I'm the director of science. I like to just call myself the science guy. And in that role, I direct Schrader Planetarium and Whiskeytown Environmental School. I'm also the coordinator for the California Regional Environmental Education Community. That's a California Department of Education program. It's statewide, and it's my role to coordinate the northern part, the northern 31 counties for that environmental education group. We serve a lot of teachers, a lot of professional learning, and I also do professional learning for the Shasta County Office of Education, mostly for science teachers, and I get to support and be a liaison for our charter schools as well.
So what's the student and faculty population?
Child population of Shasta County, we actually wear it on our sleeves, literally. We have shirts that say 37,000. That reminder for everybody in the County Office of Ed that there are 37,000 children, and we are serving them through community schools as well as formal education. And it's the county office's job to support the schools that do the actual work, with a couple of exceptions of smaller schools that we run directly. Here at the county office, the number's well over 400 employees in order to do that work for early childhood services, community schools. We support IT for a lot of the schools. We do business services. We're that support system that they can lean on with our many, many small school districts. I believe we have 24 school districts plus 11 charter schools, and many of them are quite small.
And how long have you been there?
I've been here 11 years.
Okay. So the Whiskeytown Environmental School was impacted by a major wildfire, as Taliana told us a couple of times in this conversation. What's the status of rebuilding efforts today?
We're at when, not if, and we don't have a certain answer on when. But we do know that we absolutely are certain now it's going to happen. The Park Service had to do a lot of work to get the project approved. It looked like that might not happen, but it did because of Josh Hoynes, the superintendent of Whiskeytown National Recreation Area, and his staff really believed in this program. It would have been easy to have turned their back on it, but they didn't. They absolutely have supported, worked hard, got the project approved. Now there's still some funding to be approved on their end. We also have Whiskeytown Environmental School Community, which is a nonprofit group that in the past would support us by buying us things like boots, and now they're buying us things like cabins. They've become the primary fundraiser, really the only fundraiser for this project, working with both SCOE, Shasta County Office of Ed, and the National Park Service at Whiskeytown. So Melinda Kashuba and her team, they have Back to Camp coming up here on October 25th. At the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. And that is a fundraiser. People can look that up by looking for Whiskeytown Environmental School Community, or Back to Camp would probably turn it up as well. So they've raised over $5 million so far. We're well on the way.
What do you want to raise?
I believe their number, and we're not directly involved in the fundraising because we're not sure that, I mean, that's really not something that a county office can do. Mm-hmm. But I believe Melinda said that $8.5 million would get the cabins rebuilt. The county office has put in almost $2 million for an administrative safety building that would be constructed at the front of campus for those purposes. And then there's some monies that would be put in by the Park Service themselves, because they will be responsible for the infrastructure, new plumbing, electricity. A lot of that was put in back in the 1950s and 60s. So even had the fire not happened, really the facility needed this anyway.
So it sounds like the community is coming together around this project for the kids.
100%. You know, Mike, in these divided times, it's just so nice that there's something that seemingly everybody supports. I talk to people on both sides and far sides of the aisle and right down the middle, and they just all love Whiskeytown Environmental School. Taliana expressed that her own love for it is not an uncommon sentiment throughout the county. This is a project that brings people together.
Well, it certainly is inspiring. Taliana, how have your students reacted to this honored recognition of your work?
I actually haven't been out on field labs since we've done it. So we run Monday through Friday. We do half-day field labs out there where we have a couple different sites that we get to enjoy nature. One of our lessons is a nature immersion activity where we kind of get to slow down and appreciate the beauty of the environment and where we're at. So I'm going to be out there later this week, and hopefully we get to celebrate maybe with staff a little bit. But I don't even know if students will know.
Taliana, if I may, how about you respond to that question? How has staff and colleagues reacted to your award?
Now, that one has brought me to tears. The amount of people, I'm going to cry now, that have supported me so long throughout this process. And when I received it, their reaction was, and now I think it's a little silly, but they were more of a like, oh yeah, duh, you deserve it kind of reaction. And it is so humbling to have so many people that believe in me and support me and have been there with me for so long. Nate and I have been together since 2021. We've got to work side by side and have grown so much together, or I've grown under his guidance. I'd say we've grown together.
We have.
I love this story. Taliana, what's your overall vision for the students you teach?
I think that my overall vision for my students and a lot of my drive and passion behind it is creating that safe space for them to be able to access anywhere they're in nature. It's something that's provided a lot for me throughout my life, is being able to go to nature and feel like, okay, I'm okay. This is a safe space, and not having a fear of anything that's out there. I know oftentimes people are scared of spiders or scared of snakes, and I think it's just being unfamiliar with them. Because the more you know and the more you're educated, the less scary it seems. And the more you say, oh, that's not that scary. That's just a daddy long leg. It can't even bite me. And so that fear gets kind of erased and you start feeling safe because you know your surroundings.
Well, we only have about 30 seconds left. Nate, your nomination of Taliana has provided such an inspiration to her and to the community and to us here at JPR. What's your vision overall for Whiskeytown?
Whiskeytown will reopen with a residential program that will be far superior to what it was. We will have a site that is exactly designed for the purpose of environmental education. We will have a program that will be holistic and solid. It's going to be absolutely amazing, and we are going to invite people from all the surrounding counties to come attend. And I suspect that Taliana will have a major role in this.
I suspect that as well. Thanks to you both. That's all the time we have.
Thank you, Mike.
My guests were Taliana Ritchie Miller, recipient of the 2025 Environmental Education Instructor of the Year Award for Northern California, and Nate Fairchild, the science director at the Shasta County Office of Education.